Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you will find there. freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. Of course, plenty of stuff in the news to talk about. We still haven't talked about the mobile strip club that Hustler has been, I guess, traveling about the streets of San Francisco. That's still in the prep pile here tonight. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. And there's also some emails, I think, that are worth sharing this evening. So we'll start there. This one is in regards to the Hunger Games. It's from Adam. And we talked, now, have either of you seen the Hunger Games?
I have not yet, but I've heard things.
Mark?
Is it on DVD?
No.
Okay, well then I might catch it then.
I see. Well, you see some movies in the theater. I know you're going to go see The Avengers. You're really jazzed about
Hunger Games is made by Marvel?
Nope. Do you only go see Marvel movies?
It's pretty much the case.
So no DC, just Marvel?
I did see the Batman one with that fellow that's dead in it.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Is that Heath Ledger?
Okay, yeah, great. I thought that was a good movie.
It was a fine movie.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I went and saw it because of all the buzz that was surrounding it. You know, the Liberty community was pretty excited about this Hunger Games film, and you know, I thought it had something to be desired. It lacked something, and apparently I was right. I have never read the book, and there were more themes of a freedom orientation, I suppose, in the book than ended up in the movie.
So I understand.
Now, ostensibly in
books...
Which
makes me feel somewhat, happy that I didn't go see the movie.
Yeah. I could have waited for the DVD. After having seen it, that was my first thought, was, I didn't really need to see this in the theaters. Because it actually is a pretty long film. It's one of those films where you probably are going to have to get up and go to the bathroom at some point. And I hate it. I hate having to go to the bathroom during a movie. Because you never know what you're going to miss.
Bring a diaper.
I don't hate it that much. And so we talked about it on the air and how this... what did I miss? What was it that was so enthralling about this book as far as the Liberty community was really jazzed about this movie coming out? What was it that was so enthralling about it that made everybody want to go see it? Because I just didn't see that in the first film. Now, ostensibly in the second and third films, I guess things get pretty radical. There's like an overthrow of the government or something like that. I honestly have no idea. But I've heard that things get much more liberty-oriented in the second and third books, which probably would be harder for them to ignore in the third film. And who knows, or the second or third films, and who knows how much they had to cut for time. Again, it was a pretty long film. So there's that, too. Adam writes in. Adam from New York City. We've met this gentleman on our trips there. He says, I listened...
There's probably more than one Adam in New York City, but I know this one.
This is the one Adam that we know in New York City. I listened to the archives, he says, from last week, where you guys were discussing The Hunger Games. If you're looking for those strong liberty messages, which I also look for, the book nailed it much better than the movie did. The history and dynamics of Panem, which is the nation in the film, are explored much deeper. How there was a rebellion a while back, but now the government uses the Hunger Games as a reminder that they can effectively do anything they want to the people in the districts, and how Catriss goes hunting in the woods, which is illegal, and sells to local politicians in the black market, about how the Hunger Games system is designed to victimize the poor, in that you can add your name to the basket additional times in exchange for food. How they keep communication between the districts to a minimum in order to get them to hate each other more easily. Yeah, I didn't see that in the film at all. A couple of these things were touched on in the film. And a variety of other details, he says, were included in the book. Obviously, some things had to be cut for the
film.
Sounds
like travel has been restricted, too, which is something that I'm seeing more and more around the world, is that, with the United States trying to make it so that nobody can dodge their little taxes and all that stuff, and their global drug war, they just have made it, and then enforcing this on other nations, making it so, hey, you know, you want the foreign aid, well, you're going to need to enforce this, this, and this. It's just gotten much, much harder to cross borders in the last three decades.
Adam says, also the moment when Catrice volunteered at the very beginning and they said, let's hear it for our volunteer, and the crowd was dead silent. In the movie, it was just kind of a shocking moment, almost humorous. But in the book, they explain that it was the people being defiant in the only way that they knew how, and that is by not cheering. I could go on and on, says Adam, but my point is that it's worth reading. The book is incredibly short, and you can polish it off in a week. The movie did a good job with the story, but is much more enjoyable if you have read the book, as I did, partly because I knew what certain character motivations were that were not apparent on screen, etc. Says, I'm looking forward to the liberty-oriented messages of the second and third books and movies. The voracious manner with which people are consuming this content is very exciting for me. From Adam. So I thought that was an interesting, glimpse into what perhaps we've missed, those of us who have not read the book of The Hunger Games and who have seen this film, and a lot of people have seen the films. Huge blockbuster hit this movie was, first weekend out, set box office records for the most grossing film that was not a sequel to ever have been released in their first weekend, which is a pretty big deal. And so, great. I'm also glad that people are getting messages like this through the media. How much of it is going to translate to them as far as, making them aware of what's happening around them as similarities, parallels between the real world and this fictional world? How valuable these themes are, I don't really know. I mean, look at The Matrix, for instance, a huge eye-opening film where it's a real, unplug yourself kind of moment watching The Matrix. Have the two of you seen The Matrix?
Of course I've seen The Matrix.
We're just
Ian.
Making sure.
Pretty funny.
So it's a pretty important film, I think. But has anything really changed because of The Matrix? Well, how can you calculate that?
I don't think you can calculate it, but I do believe that over time, entertainment seems to be getting more individualized and less, focused on the government and statist kind of in the way that they deliver things.
Is that true, or is that only the way you're perceiving things because of your view of reality now? Because, for instance, there was just a few months ago a movie came out called Act of Valor. Remember hearing about that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So it didn't do near as well as The Hunger Games. In fact, I don't know how well. I don't think it did very well at all. But
I heard it flopped. But
thank goodness. But it still made, there were still some millions of dollars that were poured into it by customers who went to see it. And this was basically a movie that existed to glorify the military. And you get movies like Transformers, which Michael Bay's the director, and they want to get the military involved, so they have to basically fillet the military in the film. From my perspective, I think there's still plenty of movies out there that have very pro-military, pro-government
I think there's
themes.
Plenty. I just think there's more coming out now that has this more individualistic aspect to it. So Act of Valor, essentially, the government had to fund this thing. This is an infomercial for the military-industrial complex, whereas in the 80s, Top Gun was one of the best grossing movies of the decade, and they did that on their own.
In retrospect, Top Gun is incredibly lame.
I've watched it again, and I like seeing the planes. And the Maverick character has some cool moments.
But otherwise it's intolerable to you?
Yeah, it's intolerable to me anyway.
Yeah.
So, Nemi, do you agree with Mark's assertion that movies are more focused on individualism these days, or maybe some anti-authoritarian themes?
I don't know. Well, yes, on the anti-authoritarian themes, but I think The Matrix was certainly targeted toward the geek community.
I also think when it comes to The Matrix, that The Matrix has such this universal message that can be used by anyone for anything.
Which is good art, by the way, when different people can interpret it different ways.
Christians use it in order to explain the powers and principalities and rulers and heavenly places that in fact run this world. I'm telling you, that's exactly the sort of things that get said. People will use it all different religious stripes or belief structures in order to describe the things that are going on beneath the surface. And, so it's certainly not, although, as I understand, the directors there are somewhat libertarian, I don't know that it's necessarily a libertarian movie.
Coming back with more Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. This is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site there. We give them to you. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that, and you can become part of the Shrine if you are a lady listener. Get the details there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. You need collections done, they'll do it with respect, so you can keep your clients down the line, which is pretty important. And you can also check on them, too, because they record every single call, so you can make sure that the job's being done the way that you are expecting it to be done. Not only do they do collections, but also early out billing, and they'll purchase your charged-off receivables as well. So go and visit their website. Right there in the top of our banner column, you'll see the SACL CAI banner at freetalklive.com. Just right there at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Nemi joining us in the studio tonight, and Mark had to go to a fireman's thing. That's why you weren't here last night, so good to have you back.
And you didn't mention that last night?
I don't know. Maybe
you're going to mention these things. Thing. The appropriate time to mention is when I'm not there.
We were so busy talking about important matters last night, Mark. We
lots
had,
of cute guys hanging out in one place. That's an important matter, Ian.
Not from my perspective, but...
the fire station, no.
You're saying they're not cute
no?
guys?
It doesn't look like the calendars. No.
I'm so disappointed.
Pudgy old guys?
I'm disappointed.
I've just saying.
All right. So lots, of course, on the table to talk about, including the Hustler strip truck. In fact, you know, let's talk about the strip truck. We can talk about this cult thing here in a moment. I've got some news about a cult that is somewhat concerning me because people in the liberty movement, at least up here, have been, I guess, picking up on this and have been jumping on board with it, and I wrote up a blog post about it over at freekeen.com not too long ago, actually earlier today, so you're welcome to go and take a look at that. We'll get into the details on that here in a moment, but right now people are outraged in San Francisco. Some prudes apparently are outraged at the Hustler club truck that is being driven about the city. According to New York Daily News, nydailynews.com, San Francisco residents are fighting to get Larry Flint's mobile strip club off their streets. Flint's Hustler club truck makes its rounds in the city most Friday and Saturday nights. According to CBS Sacramento, photographs of nearly nude women adorn the outside of the truck, but the real action is on the inside.
I'm looking at pictures, and they are clad. I'm sorry.
It says nearly nude.
They're not nearly nude.
They've got bikinis on. Or
that's
like,
not nearly nude.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, but that
pasties
doesn't,
would be nearly nude.
That doesn't mean that
probably.
People are.
Okay.
That doesn't mean people aren't going to be upset. I mean,
it's clearly some people aren't upset. They're going.
If that was parked in front of my house, I probably would have a problem with it. Sure.
Let me
probably not going through residential neighborhoods.
Let me describe this a little further, Mark. When I first heard about this, I thought you said they're going in. They're not going in. When I first heard about this, I thought, oh, cool, like a club that you can go in and have a strip pole thing or whatever. No, it's actually in the open. So, like, there's glass, like, pane sliding glass doors on the front and back of this truck. So wherever you are, except in the front, if you're in the front of the truck, you can't see what's going on. But if you're on any other side of the truck, you can look directly into the truck, and you can see the woman doing her act.
Okay, then I would definitely have a problem with that parked in front of my house.
Okay, so explain to me how they make money.
I think it's just advertising for a Hustler, more than anything
the
else.
The magazine?
Yeah.
I mean, people buy those still?
Well, I'm sure there's Hustler.com, Mark, where you can go and buy it online.
I'm sure.
So let me give you a little bit more here about
it's
what's going on.
It's the yuckiest of the magazines, from what I recall back in the day.
But I think they have a whole lot more magazines now than they ever did.
There's probably some yuckier.
Back in the day. Photographs of nearly nude women adorned the outside of the truck. The full-length windows allow passersby to see strippers dancing and gyrating around a pole, serving as a mobile advertisement for Hustler Strip Club. There you go. They actually have their own strip club, apparently,
okay,
in San Francisco. But recently, the truck's driver's been calling it quits in the city's outer Richmond neighborhood, parking at the end of the long nights near the corner and infuriating local residents. According to the city supervisor, it's right by a library and an elementary school.
Well, how late is it?
Okay.
You can see it from a mile away.
How late is it?
It says Saturday and Friday nights.
Nice. So, I mean, you know, I think that the library and the elementary school
probably are
arguments are somewhat specious at that point.
Marr says, this is the city supervisor, says he's fielded about a dozen complaints from people in the residential neighborhood. Mostly they're women, parents, he said. There's a general feeling from the people that these kinds of vehicles with large photographs of scantily clad women shouldn't be there. Now, Marr said that he had the truck towed for expired tags about a month ago, but says it soon returned, this time parking a few blocks up on a different location.
It had expired tags?
Marr says he thinks the truck is driven by a Hustler Club employee who lives in the area, which is home to many immigrants. He explained that I would compare it to Flushing or parts of Queens. Lots of immigrant families, very diverse. That's the type of neighborhood we're talking about. So I guess what he's saying here is, actually, when it's being parked in this area, it's just being parked. Yeah, it's empty. It's just a club truck with no one inside.
I see.
So, I mean, it's not even as objectionable as it could be. Like, there could be a woman in there grinding and gyrating.
Indeed.
But it's just the photos on the side of the truck that are upsetting.
It's the thought of what people do in the truck otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Marr says he thinks, San Francisco law already prohibits commercial vehicles from parking on city streets. So he says that advertising then doesn't become a blight in residential areas. But the strip club has repeatedly ignored requests to ask the truck's driver to park elsewhere. Marr says local police are working to enforce the law, but he will consider meeting with the city attorney to introduce new legislation and get the truck off the road permanently.
Bring in the men with guns.
Yeah. He said, if I had to look at the truck out my window every single morning, I would be really frustrated. Really? Well, you can handle that. Just go in the bathroom. It'll take care of that frustration.
Ian!
I'm stunned. This problem wouldn't have occurred if somebody hadn't have been irresponsible with where they parked this truck. I mean, you'd think...
Why is it irresponsible to park the truck near your house?
I'm just saying.
It's in violation of the San Francisco law already prohibiting commercial vehicles. So, of course, what do we need when laws that are already in force aren't being obeyed? More laws.
You know, by the way, that particular law, if you think about who it affects poor people the worst. Because the idea behind that law is, well, clean up the neighborhood. They had this in Sarasota, Florida, at least where I live, they had it. I don't know about you, Mark, but there was like some guy with a Snap-on tools truck in my neighborhood, and some people were so upset about it. And it wasn't a deed-restricted neighborhood in that way, and that it wasn't a violation of deed restrictions. It was some sort of city code that prohibited this. So the idea is, if you can house your truck... like inside a garage, then it's completely okay to have your commercial vehicle on your property. Otherwise, it has to be located on commercially zoned properties, is the idea.
That's right.
But who does that affect? It affects the people who are the poorest of us, because a poor person doesn't have the money for a garage. They're at an apartment building. So they can't afford to, you know, they don't have the option of parking it in a garage anywhere. So screw the poor man who wants to start his own business and have some, you know, signs of painted on the side of his pickup truck or something like that.
Or doesn't own a garage that would fit the Hustler Club van.
Right.
Because this looks like it's pretty...
It's a box van.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you are somebody who thinks this is offensive, having pictures of scantily clad women out in the open in your neighborhood. We'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to fake TV.com. FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you is 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark. Oh, and the features include our webcam, which may or may not be working at the moment. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. There was, I guess, some trouble with it earlier. If it's not working, the chat room still works. You can enjoy the company of other liberty-minded, maybe, listeners, and you can chat with them there. It's all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, the cam isn't working. You can always tune into our live streams, which are more reliable, far more reliable in some cases than the cam. Usually the cam's working probably like 98% of the time.
98% of the time.
Not bad. Not bad. What do you want for free? So cam.freetalklive.com is where you can go to enjoy that. And Mark, tell me about where I can go to get hunting outdoor sportsman gear.
ManVentureOutpost.com. Whether you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, the outdoors enthusiast will find everything that they want at ManVentureOutpost.com. And they'll find them at rates likely they've never seen anywhere at an online retailer. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got all the name brands, whether it's knives or ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got everything you need. They're family-owned and members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and some prices are, in fact, so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That'll pay for shipping. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue. We can talk more about the Hustler strip truck here and sort of the issues that surround that, but you can also bring up what you want. Chris is in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I had called previously because I'd gotten fired from my job, and I called about unemployment benefits. and I kind of listened to Mark's story and took it to heart a little bit. I kind of started going through the process and found out that it was, how can you say, they like to ask a lot of questions and they want to have a lot of information. So in the end, I kind of just gave up on that, and today actually found a job today.
Excellent. Wow, congratulations. So, where'd you end up?
Yeah. Actually, my previous employer really wanted to hire me back. That's a good sign. Not the employer that fired me, but a previous employer.
Prior to that, okay, great. You must be a valuable employee. That's good to know.
Now, I had a friend who got fired from a radio station at which he and I worked, and you know he was collecting unemployment for a while. And there's, you know, like I said, I think there's nothing wrong with collecting unemployment. That's what you want to do. You paid the insurance. It came out of your wages. You should be able to do it. I just didn't want to do it when I did it. I was, you know, I found their process to be cumbersome and whatever. But my friend stayed on unemployment for weeks and weeks. And when I talked to him about it, he's like, you know, Clear Channel's paying for it.
Why not?
I'm not looking to go out and look for another job. And I know, I don't know what he was getting from unemployment, but it couldn't be too much. I think the max is $1,700 a month you can get.
And a radio job, that's pretty good.
Well, he was a salesperson.
I see.
And so he was likely pulling in well over $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month or something like that. So he was taking a pay cut, but, you know, it's like, whatever. The bills would get paid. And for him, it was worth sitting around in his boxer shorts playing PlayStation for a couple of
months. I can't blame anybody.
Right. I get it. I totally get it. But
I'd rather be playing video games.
If you don't, if you choose not to take the unemployment, you're going to go out and get a job a lot faster.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a little game you can play with yourself in order to make oneself more productive. By the way, staying out of the job market in today's job market is not a particularly good idea. For some reason that I don't understand, employers don't want to hire people who have been unemployed for a long period of time.
Yes. What's crazy is it's when it rains, it pours. When you have a job, you have all sorts of
offers on the table.
Absolutely. It's absolutely crazy. And I haven't seen this in probably 10, 15 years or so. But I have work coming out my ears, and I just have more offers of work. But 3 months ago when I was out of work, it was not the same story.
Interesting.
I can tell you this from experience, that the IT market where I am in Kentucky was just not that good. I have never been in I've never experienced something where I've sent out emails and not really heard back from anybody. So it was a really scary situation. I'm just glad that I have money saved up and I know how to manage money.
Good.
Let me ask you this: do you think that it's a do you think it's a bad thing for your career to take some job and doing making donuts or whatever with outside of your career path? If you're in IT, do you think it's a bad idea to take some job making donuts until you can find another job in IT, or do you think it's a better idea to sit around and wait for the IT job to come? Because sometimes people there's typecasting in Hollywood. Is somebody going to typecast you as a donut maker?
I believe the way that I see it is I want to be working. I'm not the kind of person that can just sit around. So I would have taken any job that I can get, but I thought, in a month or a month and a half that I would be able to find something in IT, because I see these businesses growing, especially where I am, they're growing, but apparently not hiring because of the way the economy is. And I agree with what Nimi said as far as job offers. When you have a job, it is a whole heck of a lot easier to find a job when you already have one.
If as an employer, if I was sitting there across the table from somebody and, they were in my line of work, I guess they'd be a salesperson, and for whatever reason they had to drive a taxi cab or, go work at some, major fast food dealer or something like that, I would say to myself, well, here's a person that's willing to do what it takes to get the job done.
They're tenacious.
Yeah, they're willing to, they're interested in working, they desire the work, I would be, I'd be more than ready to take them on board. If they'd been out of the business for 3 or 4 years, I might be asking the question, do they have what it takes to get back in? But if you're talking about months, I don't know that I'd ask any question.
Chris, anything else you want to share tonight?
I just kind of wanted to include my two cents on the Hunger Games. I initially read the book because I had heard Garden Goldsmith talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe from what you're describing, I haven't seen the film, but I believe there were a lot of parts that were missed as far as the black market and the community that was behind that, because there was a lot of trade and a lot of things that were going on.
Yeah, the black market part was completely cut out of the film, from what I understand. Again, I didn't see, or I did not read the book, but I did see the film, and that's from some of the feedback we've gotten from people who have done both. Chris, thanks for the call. Glad to hear the job thing worked out for you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, we were talking about the strip truck. The hustler...
Well, before you go on with the hustler strip truck, what do you think, Ian? Do you think that somebody has a better chance or a worse chance of getting a job?
Well, I already said that I would consider them more tenacious if I were hiring.
You use the term tenacious. Nemi, what do you think?
Do I think someone is more likely to get a job?
Well, I wonder whether
the question, please.
Is it possible to harm one's job prospects by going out and getting a job in another field because it's an easier field to get a job in? I.e., you work in IT, internet technology, or information technology, and you decide to go get a fast food job because there aren't any IT jobs available in
your
community.
Girls gotta eat, Mark.
That's what I'm saying. Sure.
You know, girls gotta eat. That's where I'm coming from. Yep. I've got bills to pay. I'm going to do anything above board.
I understand.
I'm not taking any propositions.
So you're not going to go back in the hustler club truck?
No, I'm not going in the hustler truck.
Would you drive the truck?
I might drive the truck.
Uh-huh.
Come on, admit it. It's about rate. It's about cost.
Well, no, not everyone has their price. There are things that I am not. No. Oh, God.
I will
really
admit to having
a
price.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet, guys.
855.
I'm not calling you any names. I'm calling me names.
1-855-450-3733. That's 855-453. Comment on unemployment, the working environment, your thoughts on hiring, or talk about the strip truck. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there for free. freetalklive.com, and if you like the show, you enjoy the website, you like the fact that we give it all away to you up front, you can also support us on the back end by contributing to the AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more great radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get the perks that you'll also have access to, which are the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, the podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So we've been talking about the club truck, the stripper truck, that Hustler has been moving around the city of San Francisco.
On Friday and Saturday evenings.
Right, and then it goes in parks at the guy's house
Chuck
who drives
full
it.
Full of strippers.
Probably one or two, I would think. It's a box truck.
Showing their wares.
They're actually probably still clothed, as I understand
it. Come get them hot cross buns.
They're probably wearing, you know, maybe some lingerie or some bikinis or something like that.
Something like that.
I don't believe they are full nude in the strip truck.
That would certainly cause some problems.
But apparently they are in, I guess they're advertising in industrial districts or places that people aren't being offended, because the people that are being offended by the truck are the ones that see it while it's parked during the daylight hours, ostensibly at the house of the gentleman who is allegedly driving said truck. And so some people are very upset about this, and it comes right back down to the whole idea that people are just, a lot of people are very prudish. Like, it's just women on the side of the truck that are in, you know, various states of undress. What's the big deal? Well, why do people, why are people
various
so
states of undress? They're just wearing bikinis.
Right. Okay, well, so I don't know. The one looks like she has some kind of, like, sheer lingerie on or something like that, but...
But they, you know, I mean, this is about what's being advertised.
Can't we get over it, though? I mean, it's the 21st century. can't people move on from this? This idea that sex is bad, nudity's bad, bikini girls are bad. I mean, come on, please. Really? As though your kids haven't seen... maybe it's about the husbands. Well, anyway, as though your kids haven't seen these pictures online, something far worse, supposedly, online. That you really? Do you think you're shielding your children from seeing naked women by stopping the box truck from parking down the street?
I think that,
really?
I think the smart business owner knows that if they're not careful, they're going to raise the ire of people. I mean, this is a, you know, I mean, parents don't want to have the conversation about, Mommy, what are they? What's going on there on that truck? I mean,
well, stop being so chicken and have the damn conversation.
Then what's the conversation?
Well, you tell them what's on the truck. Those are strippers, honey.
Those are strippers, honey. Great.
And you can explain what strippers are.
That's the solution.
Show them some video online.
That's you know, the make your own decision. Right. And I guess here's the thing. When we had the floods a few years ago
here in New Hampshire,
it's 7 years ago. I had the Boston news media on my street for the better part of 2 weeks. Just, oh my gosh, you know, absolute devastation. That's fantastic. It was irritating to me. So, what do you do? You can't go out. I mean, you can kick them off your property, but you can't kick them off your street. So, you know, they're out there, they're shooting video. As soon as you set foot on public property, you're fair game. But, you know, it's an irritation, and it's a fact of life. It is just a fact of life.
That some things are going to irritate you?
Some things are going to, oh my gosh, some things are going to irritate you. You can't legislate away irritation. I'm
right.
Sorry. Because, I mean, even... like we were saying earlier, there is already an ordinance that doesn't allow commercial trucks on streets. Why hasn't this truck been towed yet?
Towed it once for bad registration, and he says the police are preparing to enforce the city ordinance. I guess they're probably trying to cover their butt.
What I think is hilarious, and I mentioned this before, is there, and it's not even hilarious in a good way, is that not... rather than enforce the law that they presently have, they want to make more laws.
Yeah, yeah. They were talking about legislating specifically against the Hustler Club truck.
Against right. They already have a law that says that you can't park commercial vehicles on
right.
the street.
So rather
like
than
that.
Enforce that one, they want to say, oh, well, we're going to make...
You can't have naked pictures or bikini ladies on your truck.
I want to speak to the irritation. You can't legislate irritation. So my son Jack is 4 years old. He's growing up and, you know, looking at the world differently as time goes by. And it causes my wife no small amount of grief trying to keep him away from the things that she doesn't want him to be exposed to in life. Chief among them, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the commercials and these kind of things are aimed, you know, he watches some children's television. He gets to watch a certain amount of entertainment television per day. I can't remember what it is, but it's a small amount. And it did raise recently when he was sick because he couldn't go outside. So, you know, he got to watch a certain amount more. He gets to watch more educational programming, but the commercial stuff, the entertainment stuff tends to be surrounded by commercials. And these commercials are aimed at children, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They're the market. And it, you know, I look at some of these things, I'm like, oh, you don't need that plastic crap. You know, what is that thing on the television for? But whatever. But, you know, he sits there and he consumes them the same as I consumed Saturday morning cartoons when I was a little boy. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, you're going to explain that they're cheap plastic pieces of crap.
It's the best you could do.
I really wish my parents had done that, you know, with a couple of things that I had asked for birthday or holidays or whatever.
Son, those are just crappy burgers. Just
right.
Because they're served by a clown doesn't make them any better.
You know, that he's 5 or 10. If this is something that he's coming across in his daily it's not something you can shield yourself or other people from. You know, just by making a law and calling the guys with guns and tow trucks.
You know, I mean, I grew up in Bradenton, Florida, and there in that area, you know, strip clubs are relatively common occurrence. I remember driving by these. I'm going to school at Bradenton Christian School.
I remember being very interested in what was in that porn store that I drove by when I went to elementary school.
Yep. And, you know, there's the stories, and you know that it's an adult store, and you know it has something to do with women, and they're younger than mommy, and they're scantily clad. That's about what you got, right? And it's interesting.
So if you are somebody who thinks that it's a bad thing to have a woman in a bikini on the side of a box truck, then I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
When I would go to school, the boys would get together and we'd head straight in the library, head straight to the National Geographics. I mean, you know,
right.
These are the kinds of I just don't think you can stop kids from learning about
these things.
Well, one of my dear friends is raised her kids in an apparently unorthodox way. She's raised them around improper language. She's raised them around nudity and sex. Not around it, per se, but not shielding them from it. And so her son, when he was 5, this is many years ago, he walked into the office and asked me if I knew what a penis was. And I was not so shocked by the question as it was that from the mouths of babes.
Right, sure.
You know, here's a 5-year-old little boy saying, you know, do you know what a penis is? Well, how do you know what a penis
I'll
is?
I'll show you mine. You know? Show me yours.
Yeah, right.
That's going to go well.
Right. But it's been interesting over the course of the last 15, 20 years or so to watch these kids grow up. And now they are they're well-rounded. They're well-mannered. They don't drop the F-bomb in public or in proper company. They know time and place.
Even though they might have seen a nude scene in a movie, they're okay.
They know context, and they were educated by their parents.
Let's go to the phones here. Mike is on the line in Huntsville. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
What's on your mind, Mike?
Oh, my gosh. I'm on the air. This is incredible.
Not really. I mean, that's what we do, and we do it 7 nights
a week.
It's
ordinary for us. Go on, Mike.
I understand that, okay? My point here is that I've been banned and kicked from your chat room several times, okay?
Okay.
All right. And maybe for legitimate or maybe not reason. Recently, I don't even remember the name I was using. I was saying something about Nemi and how she needed something about Trojans or something to that effect. But the point is here, my point is that I love your show.
Great. Well, maybe you called to apologize or something. You're welcome to hang on. We can bring you back here during the next hour in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike's going to complain about the chat room.
Yay!
You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
Trolls.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.